The law requires that business owners receive a warning for the first violation. However, any violations to follow could cost a business owner or smoker $100 to $250. But Steve Helgeson says they're not going to look for people lighting up in public places. Helgeson is the La Crosse County Sheriff.
It certainly is a low priority for the Sheriff's Department. I can give you an example. As we have in La Crosse County about 500 square miles. At times we have as few as three deputies out on the road. And so last year, we had about 25,000 calls for service. So we'll get to it when we can, but our response time may be considerable.
Kurt Hoyer agrees. He's the president of the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association. Hoyer says they need the public's help to enforce the ban.
We need our community and our citizens to help kind of enforce it and police it, make sure that businesses and public places, that people are abiding by the law, and there's going to be a period of education and awareness.
Yet Dean Meyer says it's uncertain how much cooperation they'll receive from the public or business owners. Meyer is the executive director of the Badger State Sheriff's Association.
I've talked to other business owners that say, hey, you know, these customers are my livelihood, so I'm going to work with them and try to get them to comply, and you're the last person I'm going to call.
Relatively few or no citations have been issued in cities like Onalaska, Eau Claire, and Madison that have instituted ordinances against smoking in public places. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.